Okay, we're back.
Hello.
It's been so long.
It's been 2 weeks because I have been busy, I guess.
I think I was busy the first week. I can't remember.
Somewhere along
the way.
It's
been a while.
Yeah, so, but aren't you glad that we're back?
Also, so glad.
I am so distracted by how fall-like Kate looks right now.
I'm like really in a fallout. It's the scarf.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. And a turtleneck. It's a turtleneck with a scarf on top of it, which is like
and the fleece.
Fall on fall. And the fleece, yeah. The fleece, I was in the library and it was freezing.
It's like really warm in this basement room we're in right now. But that's fine by me. Did you wear a scarf because of Taylor Swift's All Too Well Time in the Version?
I didn't, but...
Did you leave it at his sister's house?
I feel like she should have said... Did you leave it at Maggie's house? Just straight up name the sister.
Right. Also, that's your sister's name.
Yeah.
So it would have been really applicable
crazy
to your life.
Yeah.
If she did say Maggie, it would have been like, oh.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God, it really is about Jake Gyllenhaal.
I mean, she really did not make it subtle at all.
No. Also, did you
especially see in the video?
Dylan O'Brien looking exactly like Jake
also
Gyllenhaal.
Like him wearing like the same like outfits that Jake Gyllenhaal was wearing. And
And then did you
so
see
much
on like the interview she did where I don't even remember which interviewer was asking. They were like, have you thought of like how is the, I don't know if they said Jake Gyllenhaal or just like referred to him as some like the person that the song's about is going to feel. And she went, honestly, I have not thought about how he's going to feel. I was like,
amazing.
Well, go off.
There was also someone who like interviewed Dylan O'Brien who was like, do you think, like, you know, it was like, the interviewer was like, people have been drawing a lot of connections between your character and Jake Gyllenhaal. And then he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, my character's name is Brandon. And like, just like.
That's funny. People are being like, watch out, John Mayer.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
It's so funny. Yeah. So that happened this week, if you all are Taylor Swift fans. I know my parents are listening.
So is my dad, and I think Meme as well.
Hi! Shout out.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, should we read the thing?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to do it?
Sure. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Tara.
And my name is Kate. I was drinking water.
No worries. Sorry, I threw it to you. I watched you sip, and I threw it to you, which is evil. And this is TKO.
Woo!
Tara, Kate, and a mysterious letter.
Wow. So, you had a big week last week.
I did have a big week.
Tell me and everyone about your big week.
Okay. Last week, ISA, there's going to be a lot of acronyms coming up.
Okay.
ISA stands for the International Students Association, if you don't know. And I am the most American person alive, and I am part of this organization.
A fun moment in our friendship was before Tara and I were really friends, she mentioned that she went to international students what's it called,
orientation.
And I was like literally for like the whole afternoon trying to figure out like where she was from. I was like, maybe like the Netherlands, like I don't know.
Strong American accent. Like her English is really like, did she watch a lot of like American TV shows? Like, I am from Portland, Oregon. Born and raised. But we have this week-long series of events in the fall called International Education Week. And I was helping like spearhead it this year. So we've been playing all semester, and it was last week. And we had like between 1 to 3 events a day, Monday through Saturday. Which, actually, at our debrief meetings, we agreed never to do again. It was very busy.
Too much.
Yeah, it was a little too much. I think one event a day is good.
Mm.
The day when we had 3 events was ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
So, but it went well, and I had a lot of fun, and everything worked out. But I am relieved.
Yeah.
I'm definitely relieved because it was super stressful.
Yeah.
So, I spent like Monday and Tuesday this week literally doing nothing. I'm so tired. I just needed to. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's my crazy week.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's a little crazy. But
fun.
I did it. It's done.
Wow.
Did I tell you? I have news.
What?
I'm going to be in Ecuador next semester.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I am.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting.
I am very excited.
What are you doing there? Like living in someone's house?
Yeah. So I'll be in a homestay for most of it. I think for like 6 weeks or something in Quito, which is like a city. So it's going to be like some suburban middle class family or something in the city. And then we go on a few excursions. Like I do get to go to the Galapagos, which is exciting.
Cool.
And we get to go to the Intag Cloud Forest. Whoa. And I live there for 5 days with a rural family.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I think it should be pretty snazzy.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm excited.
That's so cool. Is it, are there other Lafayette people going or did you just find this?
No, it's through this program called SIT. So I think at some point they'll be letting me know about the other students, whoever they're from, who are going, but it's not like Lafayette programs. I don't think anyone else from Lafayette is going, as far as I know.
That's so freaking cool.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah. Did you find that yourself?
Well, I had like a meeting with this guy who works in the study abroad office, Dan. Yeah. You know Dan. Dan. And he recommended SIT because you get to do like research in it.
Oh, wow.
And I think post-graduating, I'll probably want to either go to more school or do something like teach English foreign country type thing. So it's helpful to have like research under your belt of some kind, or like have lived there already, because it's like, look at what I already did. Let me in.
Are you doing classes or
So it's like classes, but then they're facilitated kind of around your big research project. Wow. Like that's one of the its own classes.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I saw that when I was looking at study abroad stuff.
Yeah. I think it's maybe a little more intense in some ways. Like I could have just gone somewhere and just kind of like lived there and maybe had more of a cultural experience, if that makes sense. Like maybe more like just soaked up what it's like to live somewhere.
Yeah.
But I think this program like will be better for, yeah, like my post-grad goals. And I mean, I think it's still, I'm still gonna be like living with, like I'm sure I'll still get some aspect of that, even if I have more of like a structured routine. And also just the dates were really good. I hope you guys can't hear that weird noise in this room.
I think it might be the heating system.
It's like a,
yeah, I hope they can't hear it. It's like, it kind of sounds like, oh,
it stopped.
It just stopped. What? Wait, I wonder if someone turned it off that was hearing us or something.
Lol. Thank you. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Tara's updates.
So, oh, the sound is back. Very cool. That's so exciting. Oh, that's going to be so distracting. I'm
every
so sorry.
Time you say
they
the
probably
sound,
can't even hear it.
Every time you say the sound is back, it turns off.
Okay. So we have to talk really quietly. Okay. I'm so hungry right now.
Well.
But yeah, I have a very busy week this week. But then my birthday is Saturday. Woo-hoo, very exciting.
So we're swapping.
Yes. Yeah.
Good luck.
This week I have conferences for my writing associate job where I have to like meet with these 18 kids in this first year seminar and like talk to them about their writing, which just takes a lot of my time away. But they've been going pretty well. And I also am in tech week for the show that I'm working on the crew for. So that's a lot of time. But luckily, my job is basically done for that. Besides now, like before and after the show, I have to like sweep and mop and stuff, which is not that fun. We also, the background is like a chalkboard. And so we have to like wipe off the chalk every at the end of every rehearsal and performance. But it's not like a real chalkboard. Like it's just paint. It's just like plywood that was painted with chalkboard paint. So it really is like doesn't like erase that well. So we're like, we have to like scrub it. And then after we've scrubbed it, then we have to like, we finally started yesterday like doing like very small amount of water because it's still wood. We don't like get the wood wet, but like taking a tiny bit of water and like trying to get some of it off with that. So it's just time consuming.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
It's all right.
Can we buy tickets online?
I believe so.
Because I have been meaning to do that.
If you just look at, if you just look up like Lafayette College theater tickets or something, you can, I think you can get them through the ticket website.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes. I'm trying to think about the best time to go because I, well, very exciting. Kate's birthday is this weekend. Very exciting. And unfortunately, have been given the worst rounds of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Which, so I'm an RA, and we have to do rounds, which is basically, like, I have to, like, patrol the building. Mm. But I switch off with all the other RAs. So, like, other RAs, there's always someone who does it every night. But, like, so normally I'm not on it. I just am occasionally having to do it. And they assigned me both this Friday and Saturday, which is unheard of. First off, because weekends are harder, and you have to do three rounds instead of two around the building. And then second off, because you are absolutely not supposed to have two in a row, let alone two weekends in a row. So I had to switch with someone, and I opted to switch out of Kate's birthday. Also because it's lawfully high that day. And I was like, I need to be having fun, and also it's Kate's birthday. So I'm doing this Friday, which will be fine, but it's extremely unfortunate because you're having a little get-together that day.
Yeah, but I think if you... Do you have to be there at all times on you, during your rounds?
From 10 to 7. I have to be in South College or March Hall, which is unfortunate.
It's okay. Well, I think I'm having a very casual get-together just Friday night, like after my show, but not very long because we have to wake up at like 7 a.m. the next morning because Lawfully High starts so early. So I think it'll be very casual.
Okay.
I just wanted to like get people together because like Saturday, I don't know what people are doing. And I just thought that would be easiest. But that's sad.
I know. It's so sad. So I don't know if it would be better for me to go see your show on Friday and see you Friday because I'm sure I'll see you at the game.
And something. I don't know what we're doing Saturday night, but I'm sure I'll available. See you too.
I'll be available Saturday night. So, yeah. I don't know. I have made like no concrete plans for this whole weekend. But
I don't even remember what Lawfully High is. Like, what are we going to... Like, I don't remember what we do there.
I remember.
How long it lasts. I have no idea, like, what I'm... Like, what happens in the afternoon on Lawfully... I have no idea. I don't remember.
All I remember is we went, and we, like, stood in this field.
Yeah.
For, like, a long amount of time.
Yeah.
And then we all walked over to the game, and I guess I sat and watched it. I
have
no recollection.
Yeah, I remember watching the game because remember when we won at the very end and we all like,
yes.
It was all exciting.
I remember winning.
Yeah.
And everyone like went onto the field, which was very fun. And then I remember that night we were like looking for places to like go celebrate and everywhere was like closed.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, like nobody wanted all the freshmen who were really excited to like celebrate and party in their establishments.
Yeah.
Which at the time we were so irritated about. And now I'm like, well, I understand your perspective. So that's all I remember.
Yeah. Wherever we go on Saturday will be... I have, literally have no idea.
Why is... No one's made any plans. Sorry, my parents keep texting me also, which is fun. My dad said that he can't hear that thing.
Oh, good.
Like the heater. And he also was very unaware of the Darien Price
of what
sorry I just said the wrong text message out loud. He was very unaware of the Taylor Swift. My mom sent me the name of another boy who's going to Ecuador. I said his name instead.
Wait, your dad Price. Didn't know about the Taylor Swift album drop?
No.
Wow.
He's out of touch. He's not a Swiftie.
That's okay.
He's not non-Swiftie. He just is kind of he just seems unaware.
I fully believe if someone is anti-Taylor Swift, as in, like, ugh, I hate her, you're a misogynist. Like, I fully believe that. Because, okay, or you have misogynistic, you have some
internalized.
Sort of, you have something internalized in there. Because all she is a woman expressing her feelings who has power. What do you have against her?
All she is
you can,
a woman.
You can say, oh, yeah, I don't really like her music. That's fine. But if you're, like, actively, if someone mentions Taylor Swift and you're like, ugh, that's misogyny.
Yeah, because it's, like, almost undoubtedly if you ask them more. Like, very few people... Like, I have met a couple people who are like, I don't really like her music. Yeah. But, like, a lot of people are, like, go off on this whole thing about, like, her writing songs about men. And I'm like, men write songs about women.
Yeah, what?
What
every most songs are, like, about, like... I feel like about, romance. Like, a relationship, romance.
Yeah, and it's, like, this whole weird, like, strange misogynistic, like, thing. And then you're like, ugh. Whatever.
Right,
I agree. I
misogynists.
Agree. Also, I feel like
sorry, I'm ordering a quesadilla.
No, go for it. I feel like when I was younger and people kind of like hated on her, I was like self-conscious and like disassociated myself from my fanness of her because I've always liked her, but I didn't want to like be seen as that, which is kind of sad.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also like I had my own internalized misogyny because everyone around me was saying that.
Mm-hmm. I also didn't really like her during the period where she dated Harry Styles, which was internalized misogyny.
And that's growth.
And here we are today.
We freaking made it. We have defeated the patriarchy. We are feminism. So, yeah, that's Taylor Swift. I don't know if my dad is...
We didn't even really explain anything.
Dude, but... they can... Oh, yeah. No, my mom says he... This is very off topic. The boy who went to Ecuador went this fall. Oh. So I... Okay, good to know. Anyways... I don't even remember. Did we ever have a topic?
Oh, we never picked. We are literally like so scattered right now. It's just because there's so much to discuss that we like, there's no way to like catch it all, you know? So it's just whatever's like at the top of our heads right now.
You know what? You know what's on the top of my head?
What?
I'm stressed about your birthday gift.
Why?
Because I have components.
Components? Multiple? There's no need for multiple.
But I'm worried about how to present them.
Oh my God, what? I'm so confused.
I don't have any wrapping paper.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm trying to think about how to make it presentable, if you will.
No need to present.
Well, you would say that. Because you're humble and kind.
I believe that.
But I'm flashy. And I would like it to be, like, fun. Mm. So, I know I have to get creative because I can't, like, it's a little too late for me to, like, I have no way of going to a store. So I just have to like think about it.
Just put it in like a like wrap it in a newspaper.
Oh, sustainable.
Yeah.
You're like the Lafayette. You're unwrapping it. You're like, wait, what happened this week? There have been some interesting articles recently. Did you see that Lisa Miss Kelly is leaving La Farm?
Oh no, really?
Isn't that so sad? Like yeah. She's going to work.
Do you wanna explain?
I don't really know.
She just like runs La Farm, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and La Farm is, like, the farm here. She's a very nice lady.
And students volunteer there, and they, like, provide food for school. Mm. She's very nice. Mm. And I, like, skimmed the article. She's, like, going to work for, I think, like, Easton or some sort of, like, company?
Some sort of company?
Clearly, I actually didn't read the article. And I've retained none of it.
She's working for a company. And that's that.
What are you going to do after school? I think I'm going to work for a company. Yeah. Like what kind? Like some sort.
Like one that does business. One that maybe gives or organizes products
something
or services.
With employees.
Probably get paid for it.
Yeah, most likely one that makes money. That's kind of funny.
I'm so tired right now. I had to stay up till 2 a.m. last night.
What?
Because, I don't stay up that late because I had rehearsal till like 10. I got back from rehearsal like 10:45 because we had to wash the chalkboard and rehearsal ended at 10, but washing the chalkboard
4 hours.
Takes a long time.
Till 2 a.m.
No. But then I got back at like 10:45 and then I didn't get to work until like midnight because people were talking to me and I got distracted. But then I had to work on my independent study paper.
Mm. How's that going?
I constantly feel like I'm just like doing just enough, you know, like just enough where it looks like I'm doing the right amount. But I feel like now I have a good outline and I just have to like go for it. I think my struggle recently has been like, I have to have like some sort of like unique like take on things. Like I can't just like present a bunch of research and be like, this is what people have researched, you know. I have to be like, this is what people have researched and here's like a fun little thing that I think is important.
Have you considered
something. Yeah.
Yeah,
so I think my like thing is gonna be like, this is all the research about like how theater helps with empathy and theory of mind. But do we know which activities specifically?
Oh, that's interesting.
And talk about like how I think it would be helpful to study like which activities specifically / give suggestions of which ones I think would be helpful. Mm-hmm. Today in my meeting with my advisor, I was like, which do you think would be better? Like talking about like a potential study or giving examples of activities? And she was like, yes. And I was like, no. So she like didn't answer my question.
Terrible.
Then I felt bad asking. So I guess I think I'm going to go with giving suggestions for activities.
I think that's good. Because then it's like, if people who are using your paper are like, oh, we do have some gaps in the research, you're like giving them options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I support it. Don't you do like an independent study presentation?
I don't know if I do that or not. I feel like, I actually don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Not for mine. I think if I was doing, like, if I was actually doing research, then maybe, yeah. But I'm not. It's more like a lit review. A lit review.
Woo, woo. That's what we're going to do this weekend.
Review being lit.
Woo. Woo. Kate's tie-tie. Well, you're tired and you also are hungry.
Literally, if anything negative happened right now, I would cry. Because I'm a child. And if I am not fed and well slept, my emotional like regulation is on the floor. Literally so bad.
That makes perfect sense, though.
True. My basic needs have not been met.
Exactly. Yeah. So, of course, you're going to be fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me keep it positive in this room.
Yeah, don't
lay out some jokes.
Now you're like walking on eggshells. You're like, oh God.
I'm always like, if I reveal how fragile I am, are people gonna feel like they're walking on eggshells? You know, you get to know someone really well, and you have to like kind of admit to them that like you're this. I say you. I'm talking about when I get to know someone well enough. There comes the point where I kind of have to like admit that I'm very fragile, and like, not in the like I'm not. I don't have like strength. I realize that's what fragile means. I guess I mean like I'm very emotional and prone to like showing it, and I think a lot of people like freak out when people cry, and I am so I'm always on such a I'm almost about to cry at all times. So like people, once they get to know me well enough, realize they've seen me cry a lot. I guess. So, yeah. Then there, I think, I don't know. This is actually, when I'm saying this stuff, this is only this semester. I think I have been, like, so, oh, God, now I'm getting into, like, a whole self-reflection. Like, I just made a bunch of generalized assertions about myself, and now I'm realizing I was kind of lying, and I was, like, about to go down a whole thing. But, yeah. I understand.
I feel like I've also been like, well, I feel like I've been emotional a lot this semester.
Yeah.
In general, this semester has been a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for everyone it has been. And do you want to hear my reason why I think this is the case? I feel like we like all went through this crazy pandemic, and it was very like trying and everything. But during that time, it was very much like, oh, we totally understand. Like, things are crazy right now. Like, life is crazy. Now we've transitioned into like fully in-person classes, and it's almost like the expectation is to get back to where we were and for like just like forget this giant period of time that still like still affects us now, you know, like not even just like literally like we still have to wear masks, but like emotionally a year and a half off of school and socializing and walking to classes and everything. You can't just immediately jump back and, like, not have, you know, like a transition period, you know?
And also jumping back into, like, extracurriculars and planning things that aren't just Zooms is a lot, like, more, I guess. And I completely agree with what you're saying. I also think it's a lot more well thought out than whatever I was about to say. And I agree also because, like, I think during the pandemic, because I spent so much time, like, just alone or at my house, my emotional, like, I don't know. I think I'm a very extroverted person, but my, like, or not emotional, what's the word? Like, my social meter has decreased in size, whereas I used to, like, really not get drained unless it'd been like a long week or something, but now it's like I'll spend a couple hours with someone and be drained, or like, so even like if I talk to someone I don't know and I'm not comfortable with, after like 10 minutes I'm like, I need like a person. I need like me time, which yeah. is such a small amount of time, but like everything feels so much more exhausting now.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. Mm. So can't wait for Lovely. No, I think that'll be fun though.
I think it will be too. So. Woo.
Word. That was a good combo topic, actually. Kind of delved into some things.
You kind of did.
Oh, I don't have any more texts from my parents.
I haven't gotten any from anyone listening back in Massachusetts. My parents came last weekend, fixed my mirror in like 2 seconds. My dad did. Because you know I broke my mirror.
Jeez.
In my car.
Oh,
and
yes.
He just popped it right out and popped a new one right in. So that was lovely. Nice to have that while I'm driving. I didn't realize how much I used my mirrors until I didn't have the option.
Yeah, suddenly.
I was like, oh, geez.
Scary.
This is difficult. But I am driving home, so it felt pretty necessary to have a mirror.
It's always bad when it's raining, and then it's not like you have tiny windshield wipers on your side mirrors, which you should.
True.
Innovation idea.
Huh.
I've noticed just because it rains a lot where I'm in Portland, like it's so inconvenient when it's raining and I need to like change lanes. So I have to do a full body swivel.
Yeah.
But try to do it fast.
That should be a thing. I wonder why it's not.
No.
Maybe it's not like useful enough in other places. Like,
yeah, only necessary.
How often does it rain and you need to drive and use your mirror, you know?
Yeah, agreed. Very niche problem. But I know what you mean. Not having a mirror, inconvenient. That's because you're a good dresser. We're both like, anyways, the end of that topic.
We're both just like, this is just an interesting vibe. Not going to say bad.
No.
Interesting. Just an interesting.
We're both just like trying to use our brains.
Yeah, my brain is working at half speed right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Buffering a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just, also, it's funny because we're in this room with this, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Disco light. I don't know who turned this on.
I think what's adding to the strange vibes is, like, this room is, like, super colorful. And now there's also, like, a disco light, a multicolored disco light going off. But, like, I'm feeling like we're pretty dry right now. So, like, it's the contrast between, like... the immense amount of visual stimuli that are coming in right now, and then like it's just my brain like trying to sort through all of it. I think that's what's happening and why I'm feeling so strange right now.
And on top of that, we're in the basement.
There's
a rickety heater going on at the back at all times.
True.
And there's no
and it's
light.
So friggin' hot. Why do I have a scarf and a fleece on? I can just take those off.
I don't know.
Today I wore a scarf and like a crop, like a bit of a crop top, like a little bit of my like midriff is out. Mm-hmm. Oh, and so all day I'm like, this is so counterproductive. It's like I have so much, fabric, but then like a whole section with nothing on it.
You're wearing like,
that's okay.
Similar vibes as wearing like ski pants and a bikini top.
Yeah, that's what I feel like I'm wearing today.
Are you hot or are you cold?
Pick a temperature.
But you know what? Some days I do dress in kind of counterproductive way. I don't think it's very obvious with my outfit today, but someone did see me and ask, because I'm wearing a skirt and a sweater. And I'm not wearing tights or anything. So someone was like, aren't you cold? But my legs don't really get cold.
Oh.
Does anyone else experience this? Like, okay, just me.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Anyways, moving on. Conversation topic done.
In elementary school, I used to think I was so cool because when it was cold out, I would give my jacket sometimes like to my friends because like I'm like, oh, I don't get cold. And I would just like spend all of recess without a jacket on.
Were you cold?
No.
Oh.
This was in like sixth grade. I think it's like my motherly instincts.
Even
like, showing off that I have motherly instincts.
Just caring. I think you're motherly.
Thanks.
Like in like a way that I think you're like thoughtful about other people's needs. And like I think you're aware, like socially and like empathetically aware of the people around you. Not like looks like a mom to me, you know. Although that would be fine. Something about us just constantly coming to a halt because we both have max one thought for each topic is funny.
I actually feel like just my brain is like working I haven't felt tired all day until right now. And I feel like, but what's fun when I'm really tired is that then I get loopy.
Yeah.
I haven't reached that yet, but I'm hoping to reach that eventually today. Yeah.
We have a maximum of 25 minutes left to reach that.
Yeah. I do have to leave early, though, because I have to get food before my rehearsal.
Absolutely no worries.
And I have to get a black top, which I don't know if I have because I haven't done my laundry yet this week.
Hmm.
But I have to dress in all black backstage.
Oh. Well, do you have... Where is your rehearsal?
When... Down the hill.
Oh, so you have to, like, go to lower and then AGD house and then down the hill?
Mm.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But I don't have to be there till 6:15, so I'll probably leave at, like, 5:45.
That sounds good.
Okay.
I've been to the AGD house multiple times, and I still have no context of where it is.
That's crazy, because it's, like, so close.
I just keep blindly following people.
It's like a block off campus, I think.
In what corner of campus would I have to walk towards?
So, if you go to, like, Fairnon,
uh-huh.
You know the gates by the corner of Fairnon by, yes. Like, Portlock?
Yes.
Go out of the gates,
uh-huh.
Past the Hillel house. Do you know where the Hillel house is? Do you know where the president's house is?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you go out of the gates and you go like literally either direction away from campus. You can go straight or you can go like down, sort of like you're going down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of those, you just do one turn and it's right there.
Huh. So that's nice. That's what you do in like the DG house.
Yeah, but if the new Portlock and the Hillel house weren't there, you could just walk straight out of the gates, like straight diagonal, and you'd hit AGD, but they're in the way, so you have to go around it.
Okay, I think I understand. Which yeah. says, that's a really good description if I understand.
Wow,
so I'm very directionally challenged.
Hmm. Welcome. We are right next to the president's house. We Maggie Champagne, who lives in the AGD house, she like somehow like got the president's husband's number like during orientation. Mm-hmm. And he like texts her when they have like the trees getting cut down and stuff. He also like asks her if anyone in AGD can like walk their dogs and stuff. So it's kind of funny.
That's so cute.
They're besties. Now we're like besties by proxy.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Also, I want to walk the dogs.
Their dogs are so cute.
Give him my number.
Two little golden retrievers. Yeah. Actually, they're big. Sadie and something else.
Sunshine or something?
Sunshine, I think, yeah.
They are very big.
It's also confusing because we have we know a girl named Sadie and she's an AGD.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'm like, why do we need to walk with Sadie? Because I'm like,
I'm going to walk Sadie. You're like, what? It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I like the name Sadie.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
You could be a Sadie.
You're kidding.
Serious.
That's such a compliment.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. I think you look very Kate, because it's like a very classic name.
Mm.
But I think you're very like classic.
Classic girl.
But not classic in like it doesn't. It's not an old name at all, because so many people are still named Kate. Mm. I think it's just kind of like timeless.
Mm. Yeah.
Thanks. Maybe I just can't imagine you as not being a Kate.
Mm.
I'm not creative enough. Ask other. Let's poll listeners. If you were gonna give Kate another name, what would it be?
That's a funny poll.
Also, isn't your dad listening?
Yeah, I think so.
Ryan, quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any alternatives to Kate when you were naming her Catherine? Catherine? Or was it Catherine, no doubt, the whole plan?
He wanted me to be, I'm pretty sure, named Mary Kate.
Oh.
I think, but my mom didn't like it or something. I'm pretty sure.
All I think is Mary Kate Olsen.
Mm. Oh, Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
Not as cute as Mary Kate.
Mary
Ellen. My dad really likes the name Mary Ellen.
That's very sweet. But I will say, I don't know a Mary Ellen in my generation.
Yeah.
But I guess you'd be one of a kind.
I know one Mary Ellen. Okay. Is it one word or two words?
Ryan.
Well, he typed it as one.
He typed it as one?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I guess it is. Mary Ellen. I don't hate it, but.
Oh, my mom sent me names for you.
Oh my gosh.
The first one is Margot.
Cute.
That's very cute. I can see you as a Margot.
Yeah, I like Margot.
And the next one is Anne.
Oh,
kind of similar
vibes. My cousin is named Anne.
I wonder if she thought that because of Anne of the Green Gables is a redhead.
Oh. Oh, maybe, yeah.
I think Margot is on point. I think you could be a Margot.
That's, yeah, I like that a lot.
Wow, Mom.
Apparently my mom wanted me to, Mom wanted Claire.
Oh, I love the name.
I think also Kathleen was in there, but then.
That's my mom's middle name.
No way.
Yeah. I love the name Claire. I'd name my child Claire. 100%. I also like Clara.
Oh, Margot, apparently.
Really?
Apparently was an option.
My mom and
Maggie, wait, Maggie. What, you wouldn't name me Maggie.
Maggie number two.
Maggie Jr. Kathleen got, oh, yeah, my dad's cousin stole Kathleen for her daughter.
Oh, how dare she. Kathleen. Oh, my mom sent me a text. I've got a text. If you've ever seen Love Island, you would. Oh, she sent me a thumbs up.
Tara. Kay. I think your name could also be Josie.
Oh, that's so cute.
I'm just saying the first things that come to my head.
I love it.
Can't do Margot and Maggie. Oh. I guess Margot is not an option, but Margot could not be an option because Margot and Maggie would be weird.
Oh, I see.
Maybe.
Too confusing.
It'd be Maggie, Liam, Brendan, Margot. Doesn't sound terrible, but then it'd be like, oh, the two girls have M names and the two boys don't.
Why not Matt and Michael?
Yeah, oh my god.
Stick to a theme.
Maggie, Matt, Michael, Margot.
That's so funny. MB all the way.
I don't get the whole, you know, same letter, whole family situation.
I think it's good to theme names when you're naming like a litter of puppies. But it's a little strange if your kids are all like.
They should sound good together.
Yeah, for sure. It's strange to have like Gertrude and then like Chad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what's your vibe?
Yeah.
But
when it's like 12 people and it's like the Duggards.
Yeah.
It's exactly. And then you're like stretching it. If you are going to have that many kids, you can't try to do that.
No,
cuz some kids going to be left with like, you know, like freaking Jimothy.
Yes.
Because you can't think of anything else. Also, my dad's always wanted Calvin after Calvin and Hobbes.
That's so cute.
But my mom didn't like it, I think.
Aw.
Yeah.
You should get like a pet fish or something and name it Calvin.
Aw.
Just a little. Because you guys don't have any pets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever consider getting something low maintenance like a fish?
My dad said, perhaps we could have called you Hobbes? ??
Have to run that by your mom.
Maggie Lee Brendan Hobbs.
Speaking of not sticking with a theme. Then funny. You'd always be like, why am I named Hobbs?
Or the boys could have been Calvin and Hobbs.
Oh.
I don't know why they didn't think of that.
And the twins.
I guess it was like a time pressure situation. They didn't really have time to think about that. Oh, yeah, we did have chickens. Did I not say that?
Oh, that's so cute.
We had chickens, yeah. Did you not know that?
I don't know. You probably told me and I just had to dig it out of the memory.
Yeah.
But now I'll never forget.
We had chickens and then like we had fish a little bit. And then my brothers had horseshoe crabs? No.
Oh.
The little guys.
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hermit crabs.
We but had the those. Problem with hermit crabs is that they are awake at night. They're nocturnal.
Oh. So they were sleepy when you were.
So like during the day they just, well, my brothers had them. But during the day they would just like sit and do nothing, and then at night it would just be like scratchy, 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 scratchy.
They'd be just like this freaking heater just going in the background all the time. Trying to sleep. That's so funny. We had them too, but I don't remember. I guess they weren't in my room, so I wouldn't have been aware. That's funny though.
Yeah, so I think they were in my brother's room.
We had a dog growing up, and then we had a cat who I still have.
Legend. My bestie.
He loves Kate.
He really did love me.
Like, in like a uncanny way. Not in like a general friendly way. Like, we would be in the room at the same time and he would only spend time with her. And he would go up to her and stay with her and avoid me completely.
Greatest experience of my life.
I have footage of me being on my bed filming. Well, he only went up to Kate and only let her pet him. And like had the most joyed, like overjoyed look on his face. And I was like, what is this? I mean, happy for you, but what? Is this injustice? Adorable. So that's him. He's on like his last leg, but he keeps surviving. I don't like, he is fine. He's not that old. He's probably like I don't even know. We got him when I was 8, so I guess he's 12, which for a cat is like medium old. Like he could live. Wow. Some cats live till they're like 16 or 20.
Wow.
So he's fine. But he has so many health problems, which I've told Kate about before.
And I experienced you giving him shots, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, because he has diabetes, so we give him insulin shots. Hmm. He takes it like champ. It's just funny because whenever I list off his variety of health problems, people are like, oh, God. But he's trucking along, gets insulin twice a day, and he seems fine. At one point, we thought he was going to have to lose an eye. Kept it.
Oh, my God.
Made a full recovery.
Legend.
Leg, as we say.
Leg.
Did we ever tell that story on this show?
I don't think so.
Do you want to tell it?
I don't really remember the story.
Okay. It's not really a story.
Okay.
It'll take me about 5 seconds to say.
And then we'll wrap up.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Okay. Kate texted me once, and she was trying to say, you're a legend. And she shortened it. She
wrote, I tried to shorten it to ledge.
Yeah.
But when you type it out, ledge is just leg.
So she sent me, no context, you're a leg. I was like, thanks, you're an arm, or whatever I said. And it's been an ongoing joke.
Yeah, it's just our special little thing, just for the two of us.
Just have little inside
jokes.
And
now for all of our listeners as well. Everybody, you're a whole bunch of legs. Thanks for listening. Do you like that transition?
Yeah, I love that transition.
We will see you again. Oh, no, we have Thanksgiving next week.
Oh, yeah.
I won't be here.
So we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Wow, another long break. A drought.
They can't help it. We're so busy and popular and cool.
Sorry.
There's so many commitments. Like a national holiday, for example. All right.
Cool.
We're wrapping it up. Peace out. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.